Blackstone Audio presents The Price of Salt by Patricia Highsmith. This book is read by Cassandra Campbell.
Part 1. Chapter 1. The lunch hour in the co-workers' cafeteria at Frankenberg's had reached its peak. There was no room left at any of the long tables, and more people were arriving to wait back of the wooden barricades by the cash register. People who had already got their trays of food wandered about between the tables in search of a spot they could squeeze into, or a place that somebody was about to leave. But there was no place. The roar of dishes, chairs, voices, shuffling feet, and the brack of the turnstiles in the bare-walled room was like the din of a single huge machine. Therese ate nervously, with the Welcome to Frankenberg's booklet propped up in front of her against a sugar container. She had read the thick booklet through last week, in the first day of training class, but she had nothing else with her to read, and in the co-workers' cafeteria, she felt it necessary to concentrate on something. So she read again about vacation benefits, the 3 weeks vacation given to people who had worked 15 years at Frankenberg's, and she ate the hot plate special of the day, a grayish slice of roast beef with a ball of mashed potatoes covered with brown gravy, a heap of peas, and a tiny paper cup of horseradish. She tried to imagine what it would be like to have worked 15 years in Frankenberg's department store, and she found she was unable to. 25 years got 4 weeks vacation, the booklet said. Frankenberg's also provided a camp for summer and winter vacationers. They should have a church, too, she thought, and a hospital for the birth of babies. The store was organized so much like a prison it frightened her now and then to realize she was a part of it. She turned the pages quickly and saw in big black script across 2 pages, "Are you Frankenberg material?" She glanced across the room at the windows and tried to think of something else, of the beautiful black and red Norwegian sweater she had seen at Saks and might buy for Richard for Christmas, if she couldn't find a better-looking wallet than the ones she had seen for $20. Or the possibility of driving with the Kellys next Sunday up to West Point to see a hockey game. The great square window across the room looked like a painting by, who was it? Mondrian. The little square section of window in the corner opened to a white sky, and no bird to fly in or out. What kind of a set would one make for a
sample complete. Ready to continue?